If you're looking for an alternative way of providing a presentation online, different to the traditional linear format that tools like PowerPoint allow you, then Jux might just be worth checking out. It enables you to bring together lots of different content into a very stylistic and professional looking environment. To do that, you're going to need to create an account. That's all fairly straightforward. And then you can start creating your first Jux. The kind of resources that you can bring in and the content that you can bring in include textual information. Though whenever you do that, Jux sort of doesn't insist, but it enables you to easily bring in photographic material. Jux is a visual environment, so whenever you just include in text, you can also bring in photos too that sort of help enhance the story that you're telling. You can bring in photos, obviously, and the tools which it provides you to be able to do that include being able to search through Flickr or bringing your own Flickr account by linking with it. Similarly, Facebook or Instagram. You can upload photos from your PC. You can paste in a URL and bring in the photos that way. You can also change the photos. You've got some rudimentary photo editing tools in there and change the look and feel of things. So photographs are one thing you can bring in. Similarly, videos. You can bring in videos from YouTube and Vimeo. Or if you want to include lots of photos in a particular panel, just a single panel, then you've got a slideshow feature where you can introduce photos and they remain in the same place, one after the other. Interestingly, you can also bring in Google Street Views. So that's quite an unusual feature. Having done all that, you'll want to share your finished Jux with other people, and you can do that by posting to Twitter, Facebook, or just sending them an email. You only get a single Jux, so it's not like you build up a gallery of different Juxes. Your Jux contains the content on a particular theme of your choosing. So it could be a theme that your students are producing a presentation on. It could be something that you want to share with your colleagues. But whatever it is, you arrange it on a central theme. If you have an iOS device, one of the mobile iOS devices, there's an app available and you can create your Juxes on there. So taking photographs of a place where you are, adding the content that goes with it and telling the story of that place is done fairly swiftly using your little mobile device. And then it can be made available on the web, obviously. So Jux is quite a powerful and interesting and very different